Début du dialogue 11.
The Greek Prime Minister wanted to hold a referendum on the Eurozone fiscal pact, but the European heads of state forced him to abandon the idea. When Ireland's Prime Minister announced that Ireland was going to hold a referendum on the fiscal pact, EU leaders expressed no hostility to the plan. Is there one set of standards for the South and a different set of standards for the North?
I don't think it's fair to analyse things that way. The Greek Prime Minister's decision to hold a referendum looked like a mere political ploy, whereas the Irish Prime Minister actually would have preferred to avoid a referendum. The last thing he wanted was the domestic political conflicts that would inevitably result from a referendum.
So why is there going to be a referendum in Ireland?
It's because the Irish Constitution states that the Irish people have to vote to ratify any significant transfer of sovereignty to Europe.
Back in the late 1990s, Ireland was called the Celtic Tiger. The country was admired and envied for all the large investments foreign information technology and pharmaceutical companies were making there. But today, Ireland's caught up in serious economic difficulties. Why did things go so wrong?
As you well know, there was a property crash and a banking crisis. In 2008, the Irish government was so rash as to give a guarantee to all the Irish banks. That guarantee put such an enormous strain on the country's finances that Ireland was forced into a rescue programme. The European Union and International Monetary Fund got involved and they imposed severe fiscal austerity on the country.
But I've not heard of violent protests or riots in Ireland. Haven't the austerity measures been as severe as those in Greece?
The two countries are very different. There's greater cohesion in Irish society. The Irish have been restrained, resilient and realistic about their country's situation. But that doesn't mean the country hasn't suffered. There have been big increases in taxes and large cuts in pay, pensions and public spending. Those measures have taken 25 billion euros out of the pockets of the Irish. And there are even more taxes and cuts to come.
But doesn't that mean Ireland's getting stuck deeper and deeper into austerity with no growth?
It all depends what you look at. In fact, in some respects, Ireland's achieved a remarkable performance. For instance, it's met all its austerity targets. On the other hand, the construction and retail sectors are suffering from very high unemployment. Unemployment overall is about 14%, and the domestic economy is completely underwater, and it won't contribute to growth until 2014 at the earliest.
That doesn't sound especially remarkable.
But if you look at the technology sector in Ireland, you'll see it's booming. Ireland's exports increased 6% in 2011, and they're higher now than they were before the crisis. That's thanks to software, microelectronics and internet companies. Apple, Intel, Microsoft, Google, Facebook and others are all present in Ireland, as well as top pharmaceutical and financial services companies. That's how Ireland has come out of a three-year-long recession.
But I suppose you could hardly say that Ireland's out of the woods yet.
Well, the future looks more promising for Ireland than for other parts of the EU. Its balance of payments is back in surplus, but its growth depends on exporting to its main trading partners in Britain, continental Europe and America. So Ireland's current growth isn't solidly based, and the capital-intensive multinationals that account for most of the exports employ less than 12% of Ireland's workforce.
To go back to the referendum, what if Irish voters reject the fiscal pact? The Irish voted against Nice and Lisbon the first time, and there had to be a second vote.
But there won't be a second vote this time. The government's campaigning hard for a yes vote, and the Irish employers are strongly in favour. It's Sinn Féin, the anti-EU Republican Party, that's campaigning against the treaty. If the economy doesn't recover, Sinn Féin will probably form the next Irish government.
Fin du dialogue 11.